Title: They Can Be Heroes. The FCC proposes expansive and detailed privacy and cybersecurity regulations for broadband ISPs. Content: On April 1, 2016, the FCC released a Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPRM, that would impose new regulatory burdens on broadband internet service providers' use of customer data. The wide-ranging NPRM also proposes rules covering providers' protection of customer information and their actions in the event of a data security breach. Comments are due on May 27, 2016, with reply comments due on June 27, 2016. While we have done our best to balance brevity with detail, we hope that this longer-than-usual summary proves useful in understanding both the specifics of the FCC's proposal and the contours of this important debate. Asterisk, 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 espousing the overarching concepts of transparency, choice, and security, the FCC proposed a 45-page slate of new regulations addressing both privacy and related practices, and information and cybersecurity practices. The new rule proposals follow the FCC's reclassification of broadband internet access service providers, BIAS providers, as communications common carriers in its April 2015 Open Internet Order, examined here. The FCC stated in the Open Internet Order that, like other providers of telecommunications services, BIAS providers are governed by the privacy requirements in Section 222 of the Communications Act. See 2015 Open Internet Order, 30 FCC RCD 5601, 5820-23 paragraphs 462-67. Continuing down that path, the FCC now proposes broadband-specific privacy regulations under that section, potentially complicating both record development and eventual implementation of the proposed rules. The FCC released the NPRM prior to the release of the D.C. Circuit's decision addressing the legality of the 2015 Open Internet Order. The proposals, if adopted, would require fundamental changes to many ISPs, both fixed and mobile, handling, storage and use of customer information, as well as their marketing practices, privacy policies, data protection standards, systems and protocols, and breach notification requirements. ISPs are covered, but not edge providers. The proposed rules would apply only to BIAS providers, not to websites or other consumer-facing edge services, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter that collect vast amounts of consumer data. The FCC reasoned that regulation in this area is necessary because BIAS providers have access to a broader range of consumer information than edge providers and are less easily avoided by consumers who are unhappy with the provider's privacy protections. The FCC proposes a dramatic expansion of protected customer information. The proposed rules would expand and fundamentally redefine the customer information subject to FCC regulation. The rules would cover customer proprietary network information, CPNI, the only category of information covered today, consisting of data that service providers possess regarding individual customers' usage of broadband services, service plan information, data about the devices they use, and source and destination IP addresses and domain names. But they would expand dramatically from CPNI to customers' personally identifiable information, PII, defined in the notice as any information that is linked or linkable to individual customers, such as their social security numbers and financial account information, and the content of customer communications, e.g., the text of their emails. Covered or protected information also would include information collected or stored on customer premises equipment, such as cable set-top boxes, information that has been protected since passage of the 1984 Cable Act. The FCC speculates that, with the advent of the Internet of Things, the definition of CPNI could extend to information collected by Internet-enabled devices in the home, like a smart thermostat. Specific rules regarding use of customer information. Under the proposed rules, potential uses of customer information would be divided into three categories: uses to which information may be put based on the customer's implied consent, inferred from its decision to do business with the BIAS provider, uses to which information may be put unless the customer opts out, and uses which require the provider to obtain express customer consent before sharing or using his or her data. Under the implied consent category, BIOS providers could use customer data as necessary to provide broadband.